友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
但是神还是许可给他们立网。
The Lord still permitted that have to happen.
这是同样是神许可的旨意，而不是神的纯全的旨意。
It's also God's permissive will, not God's perfect will.
那么在教会当中，在神的子民当中，有时候我们看到这样的纷争，也是在神的许可当中发生。
Many times when we see strife in the church or among the God's children,That's also God's permissive will.
其实在现实生活当中，我们也知道我们常常会遇到纷争。
We know that even in real life that we see many strifes, those are unavoidable.
在你的工作当中会不会遇到？
Would you see that at work?
在家庭当中，
In your family?
夫妻之间，
Among the married couples?
亲子之间，
Between parents and children?
在的人际关系里面，是不是也常常会遇到纷争？
We also see many strifes among the personal relationships.
有的时候我们说这样一个纷争也最后能够有一个不错的结果，大家相信吧。
Many times we also see that the strife may actually yield something good.
虽然这个纷争本身是不好的，
Even though the strife itself is not good.
大家听过我们中国人有一句话叫做不打不相识，有没有听过？
See, there's Chinese old saying, no fight, no acquaintance.
你知道我到现在有一个很好的朋友啊，
I have a good friend.
多年的朋友，
A friend for many years.
这个朋友一开始呢，实际上我跟他，我们两个人的是还是多年还读书的时候啊。
We were still students together.
这个我们那两个呢，还是这个一开始关系不太好的。
We didn't have a very good relationship.
我现在还印象很深，有一次我们这个打球。
I remember one time we were playing ball.
打篮球。
A basketball.
我个矮，然后我打球也打得不好。
I was short. I was not very good with basketball.
结果有一次抢到了球。
One time I finally got the ball.
然后我这运着球就赶快这个去往对方的这个篮子去冲，准备要去上篮。
I was dribbling towards the other side's basket.
结果这个同学他那个看到我抢的球就在后面追。
But his classmates actually chased me after, you know, just chased me.Afterwards,
追到一个地步，然后看追不上，砰一下就从背后推了我一下，我差点把我给摔那个水泥地上一个这个一个大跟头。
When he couldn't catch up with me, he just pushed me from behind and almost just a really bad fall.
当时我就非常生气。
I was really angry.
因为一开始我关系不好，但长话短说，后来我们成为非常好的朋友。
But long story short, in the end, we become very good friends.
这都多年了，这个前些年我去讲道的时候。到他们那个城市，到他教会，他也信主了，我还住在他家。
Yeah, so after so many years, and one time I was going to preach at this particular city, and he was there. He also became a believer.
所以有的时候我们会遇到纷争，但是最后可能会出来一个好的结果。
So many times we'll run into strifes, but there may be some good things can happen afterwards.
对，罗马书十二章第八节，像刚才我们读过，说若是能行，总要尽力。与众人和睦。
Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
这不是说必须绝对，因为有的时候是没有办法的。但是若是能行，我们要尽力与人和睦。
It's not saying, well, it's mandatory, it's just you just always have to do it, but it's just saying if it's possible, as much as depends on you.
其实在婚姻当中，我也看到许许多多的纷争。
Well, there are many good examples in marriage.
那在这个婚姻的纷争当中呢，其实有一个基本事实，我跟很多的夫妻都常常去分享。
That's the basic fact I share with many of the couples that want to do counseling with them.
任何的婚姻都无法避免争吵，大家说是不是？
There's no marriage can avoid the strife 100%.
有哪一对夫妻说我们的婚姻当中从来没有争吵的？有吗？
Any couple here that can say you've never quarreled?
举个手啊，举个手看一看。
Please raise your hand.
举手的要么就是今天刚结婚的。
If you raise your hand, most likely you just get married today.
要么就是假冒为善。
Or you're hypocrites.
所有的婚姻都有纷争。
But every marriage has its, the quarrels.
那有的婚姻呢，这个夫妻纷争吵吵吵吵的最后不可开交，简直是最后都过不下去了。
Well, there are certain couples that maybe fight with each other continuously and then just couldn't live with each other anymore.
然后呢，我的父母，我和师母呢，就给他们劝架。
And me and my wife will try to help them and to calm them down.
那我就常常跟这个做夫妻的就讲。
And I would tell this couple.
我说你们吵架呀，你们都不会吵架。
Well, you do not know how to fight or quarrel.
这个吵架和吵架不一样，大家知道吧？
Well, there's difference between quarreling.
但是这里呢有一个很重要的一个前提。
There's a one, just a foundation that in front of all of this.
其实我们帮助过的这么多对的夫妻啊，基本上全都是一样的，没有看到，只有很少极个别的，有的本身可能有一方真的是本身是有严重的这种问题的。
Yeah, most of the couple we couple, like except only a few exceptions that maybe the one of them.Have a serious problem.
可能真的是怀着这样一种的这个恶心的。
They really have a ill intention.
但是绝大部分的，我看到的，我说这夫妻跟他们说，其实你们都是挺好的人。
Yeah, most of these couples and husband and wife, they're all good people.
但是为什么这种纷争吵架起来，最后变成不可收拾呢？
But why did they have such a big fight and just really cannot just face each other?
如果你们会吵架的话呢，你们这个吵架是这样的，是建设性的。
But if you know how to quarrel, then your quarrel will be constructive.
是彼此交流的。
Will be communicative.
是没有论断。
Do not judge.
是在这样的一个争吵当中学功课的。
To learn a lesson from it.
还有呢，是不轻易去重复的。
Not repeat itself over and over again.
什么叫不重复啊？就学了功课就不再重复这个错误。
But if you learn a lesson, then you do not try, you do not repeat the same mistake.
还有就是在争吵过程当中能够建立起原则的。
And possibly you could also help establish principles among each other while you're quarreling.
还有就是从一个长远的这样一个角度看，这样的争吵是会越来越少的。
When you look at their marriage grows, you see they're less and less.
是越来越轻的。
And less and less severe.
不是吵得越来越凶，吵得越来越多，越来越频繁的。
Now it's just become more and more frequent and more severe.
那我说这个婚姻就是有希望的。
Then there's a hope in marriage.
这对夫妻就是会吵架。
And they know how to quarrel.
他们能够控制这个吵架的这个 damage, 然后能够从当中学到一些好的出来。
So、they will be able to learn good lessons from it and be able to control the damage.
那这是以婚姻做一个例子。
This is just using marriage as an example.
那我们今天看的这一段哥林后书第十一章第一到第十五节当中。
Now we'll look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
讲到在教会里面
talk about the strifes in the church.
那么使徒保罗也参与到跟着教会里面一个非常严重的纷争当中。
Apostle Paul also participated in the strife.
那么在这样的纷争里面，有时候在神许可的旨意之下，也让我们也能够看到神有一些的心意美意在那个地方。
In the strifes under the God's permitted will, we also see God may have good plans come out of the strifes.
那么至少我们能够看到有七个方面，我们要很快的来跟大家分享。
You see, there are 7 points here.
第一点是能够显明神的真理。
The first one is review God's truth.
你来看这第三节、第四节，保罗说：“我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。”因为时间关系，我们就不都读了。
But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness.So your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
下面呢，这个第四节，哥林后书十一章的第四节，我们和合本的翻译呢，整体上和合本的翻译非常好，弟兄姊妹一定要听清楚啊，非常的好。但这个地方确实容易产生一点误解。
But in the verse 4 here, you know, in the Chinese translation, most of our Chinese translation of the Bible is very, very good. But in this verse, sometimes if we're not careful, we could be misled.
保罗说如果有人给你们另传一个耶稣另传一个福音另受一个灵你们呢容让他也就罢了这是和合本的翻译。
But the scripture said here, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom you have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
那这个中文的翻译呢，容易让人感觉说保罗好像也就有着认可许可这件事情了，任凭这件事情也就罢了。
It seems Paul is okay with it.
其实呢，如果你去看原文或者这个，你比如说看这个New King James 的翻译，它就比较准确。保罗用的一个语气是有点去在讽刺他们。
Yeah, so this is you can see when you read into the context, and you can see Paul when he's saying this is really is not in approval kind of pretense.
保罗在说，如果你们失去像基督那个纯一清洁的心呢，最后这样的来传这样的福音 ，you may well put up with it， 你们都会接受的。
So Paul said that if you have lost, if maybe your mind is corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, then this would happen, you will put up with it.
所以这里呢，再参考一下新译本怎么说呢？说你们倒可以容忍得下，是这样的一种口气。
So you may well put up with it. It's a really kind of like, rhetorical question.
Yeah. 我们看加拉太书第一章六到十节怎么说。
See Galatians first chapter 1.
保罗说我谢谢你们这么快离开那借基督真召你们去从别的福音，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音改了，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？我若仍旧讨人的喜欢，就不是基督的仆人了。
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even we, or angel from heaven,preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade man or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I still please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
所以这里讲的是很清楚，分量也是很重的。
So this is very clear, but also heavy.
保罗说教会应该存一个清洁纯一的心，是不能够容让其他的福音。
So the Apostle Paul told us that we should not just really accept another gospel.
所以在纷争当中显明到底神的真理是怎样的。
In strife, that shows what's God's true will and the truth.
第二点要显明神的大能。
The second point is about showing God's power.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们都知道，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
万事所有的事情都能够互相效力。
All things work together.
大家注意啊，这个里表明了神的大能。那我们也很喜欢这句万事互相效力。
And we love this verse about all things work together.
不过呢，我们要注意。
We need to pay attention here.
这里呢有前半句，也要记得后半句。
Not only we should only remember the first half of the verse, but also the second half.
后半句是叫什么样的人得益处，弟兄姊妹，不是所有的人都能得到益处。
For good to who?
是什么样的人啊？爱神的人。
Those who love God.
哎，所以我们不要怀疑神的大能，但有时候说，哎，为什么没有得到益处呢？问一个问题，你是否爱神？
Well, when we ask the Lord, you know, whether we receive the good, you know, from all this, we should say, you know, we should inspect ourselves, do we love God?
如果你爱神，你是神所知道的。
Well, if we love God, then God knows.
八章二十九节，后面就继续讲到。
Yeah, in the verse 29, we'll continue to talk about that.
所以讲到第二点叫做显明神的大能，第三点是显明神的子民。
The third point is about showing God's children.
Yeah, 这个第一节、第二节，刚才我们刚刚读过的。
As we had read the first, second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1-2.
这个一开始的时候， 显明神的子民，保罗说，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这个地方呢，大家要记住一点。
But you remember one thing.
以前我们曾经讲过。
But teach about this before.
啊，我问大家，圣经教导我们信徒个人跟基督都有什么样的关系？
What's the relationship between our believers and Christ?
考考大家，都有什么关系？有没有父子关系？
Father and son.
有没有父子关系？有，他是永在的父，和平的君，对不对？以赛亚书啊，有没有兄弟关系？有，他是兄长。
Father.
有没有君臣关系？有没有主仆关系？
The Lord and the servant.
有没有牧人和羊的关系？
Shepherd and sheep.
很多很多都有。好，下面听好了再回答。我们个人跟主有没有夫妻关系？个人跟主有没有夫妻关系？
Do we have personal relationship with Lord as husband and wife?
大家答得非常准确。我们个人跟主绝没有夫妻关系。
No, we do not as individual.
这里直到今天，很多的信徒，甚至很多的，我可以这样说，传道人，包括一些的解经家、神学家，都搞不清楚。
Well, this is cause many confusions among, you know, many believers.
非常的遗憾。这是从天主教就传下来的一个误解。
This is a misunderstanding come from the Catholics.
天主教里面他们会有说个人跟基督啊，这个尤其像那个修女，对不对啊？终生守贞洁，就是嫁给基督了。甚至有的修女修会修派啊，就是一旦加入这个修会，这个修女就被发一个戒指，戴在手上，就是跟基督结婚的戒指。
In the Catholic tradition, the nuns will be like, you know, just as if they're married to Christ.
那就是说，基督跟我个人也是夫妻的关系，他是丈夫，我是妻子。
Instead of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then he's husband and wife.
所以讲到这里，我就常常说，今天我们有的诗歌也在这里把我们跟基督个人的关系用到夫妻关系，然后就在那里唱啊，你是丈夫，我是妻子。我就说这个姐妹们这么唱的还勉勉强强，我一个大老爷们儿，我们唱我唱不出来呀。
There, we also see some of the Psalms, also today that is talk about this personal relationship as if Christ is the husband and the wife. And if you're sisters, then so maybe still a little bit okay, but if you're brothers, then it's really hard.
这里呢又讲到就是关于这个雅歌的解经，我们今天不能够再展开了。雅歌的解经用一种很纯这个灵异的解经，好像把这个良人跟佳偶的关系，反正全都是本来是一个很美好的一个婚姻，个人的一夫妻之间的关系嘛，反正都把它解成好像是信徒跟基督的关系。这里呢，有时候应用有些扯的稍微的这个 stretch too thin 就容易出现问题。
We wouldn't go into too much details, but you know, sometimes we can be stretched very thin about in terms of how we interpret the relationship between us and our Lord.
好了，这节经文如果你看原文，包括英文有这个单复数的，非常的清楚。
But if you see the original text, you will see the, you know, in terms of the plurality of the word.
我们和合本的翻译呢，在这个我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，加了个这个这个单复数的一个丈夫，这是很对的。
Yeah, so you can see in the text translation talk about one husband.
下面要把你们如同一个贞洁的童女献给基督，这个一个没有翻译出来。
So in the Chinese translation, it didn't really talk about present you as a chaste virgin.
我曾经看到过啊，很有名的牧者，但我这里不提名字啊，写文章说我们跟基督啊也可以有夫妻关系，就用这一节来做其中的一节的证据。其实这里讲的还是基督跟教会的关系。
But here is really only talk about the relationship between the Christ and the church.
圣经里面讲到基督的心腹，讲到这个贞洁的童女，全都是单数的，无一例外都是单数。
In the scripture, you can see every time you talk about the virgin, talk about this kind of relationships, it's always talk about singularity, not the plurality.
是讲的基督与无形的这个普世教会的关系。
Talk about the Christ and the church.
那么有人说那个十个童女呢？啊，那个有没有油的那个五个童女有油，五个童女没油呢？你看这不是？我先请问大家，难道这人结婚一结婚娶十个太太吗？
So when we look at the parables about the ten virgins, you know, I have a question for all of you. Does this person, this, you know, man married with ten, virgins altogether.
如果圣经清晰地告诉我们神的本意，我们再说 perfect will 是一夫几妻，一妻啊，一夫一妻。
Yeah, the perfect will from our Lord is one husband, one wife.
所以那十个童女不是新娘，大家听好，是伴娘。
So those ten virgins are not brides, but rather bridesmaids.
所以才会有门关了，就进不去了。这个我们这里就不再多讲。
Okay, so they can close the door, they won't be able to go in.
对，保罗说把教会如同一个圣洁的童女，他说要显明你们是属神的子民。
So Paul is really referring to his presenting the church as a chaste virgin, to the Lord.
下面第四点，显明神的仆人。
The fourth point is showing God's servant.
保罗说，我想我一点都不在那些最大的使徒以下。
Paul said, for I consider that I'm not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles.
我因为白白传神的福音给你们，就自居卑微。第七节，叫你们高升，这算是我犯罪吗？
Did I commit sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge?
我亏负了别的教会，向他们取了工价来给你们效力。我在你们那里缺乏的时候并没有累着你们，因我所缺乏的那从马其顿来的弟兄都补足了。
I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you, and when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to no one, for what I lacked, the presence who came from Macedonia supplied.
我向来凡事谨守，后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。既有基督的诚实在我里面，就无人能在雅盖亚一带地方阻挡我的自夸。为什么呢？是因我不爱你们吗？这有神知道。
And in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself as the truth of Christ is in me. No one shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you. God knows.
在第十章当中，保罗就已经，实际上在哥林后书当中，保罗多次的说到，我不得不自夸啊，我是当夸口的，当指着主夸口。
To see that in the second Corinthians, many times Paul is saying that I have to boast myself.
在这样的纷争当中，保罗他是不得已的。
He's like, it's not his really true willingness, but rather he's have to in the strife to boast himself.
保罗他没有就说、是、哦，那我就这个闭着嘴不说话，没有，他说我还是要讲出来。
Did Paul refrain from speaking? No.
那讲出来不是为了他的自己。而是为着神的荣耀，为着神的真理、仁义和圣洁。
He spoke out not for his own good, but rather for the good of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，在有的纷争当中，我们要清楚讲，在这样的纷争里面，有的传道人加引号的传道人显明自己不是神的仆人。
But we also see, like sometimes in those strifes, that we see the preachers or the God's servants sometimes we review that they're not true servants of God.
他们不是服侍神，而是服侍自己的肚腹。
Well, they may not, they're not truly serving God, rather they're serving their own, body.
有的传道人牧者不敢坚持原则。
There are, preachers that may not be willing to insist on God's principles.
或者说有的牧者传道人没有原则。
Then we could even say they do not have principle.
到处迎合人。
They will just please man.
不敢斥责罪。
They do not, point out the sins.
在教会里面好像八面玲珑。
But in the church, they may appear to be just a good, person with everyone.
而且还得到谦卑的好名声。
They also receive the name of being humbling.
但是保罗我们看到他不是这样。
But we see Paul is not like this.
他清清楚楚地指出罪恶。
He pointed out what's the sin with the Corinthian church.
而且当哥林多教会当中有人诽谤诋毁保罗的时候。
When someone from the Christian church is slandering him.
保罗站出来讲。
He stood up.
保罗说我在你们中间传道，保罗是一个宣教士的身份，在他们中间传道，但是不在他们中间领任何的报酬。
Paul ministered to this church, but he did not take wages from them.
保罗说我亏负了彼得教会，这个亏负原文是 rob 的，这个词在圣经当中就出现过一次，真的就是 rob， 就是掠夺抢夺的意思。
He talked about he robbed other churches、
这是用的很夸张的一个词。保罗抢夺了哪个教会呢？当然不是真正的抢夺，是这些教会甘心乐意，就是马其顿教会。
So Paul here is intentionally overstating that. It's not like he actually robbed the church, but he's talking about the brothers from the church of Macedonia supplied to him.
他从马其顿教会、腓立比教会接受金钱的供给。
He received those wages from the brothers and sisters from Macedonians and the Philippines.
然后来白白的服侍哥林多的教会。
And serve the Christian church free of charge.
保罗是神的仆人，他是靠福音养生的。
Paul is a servant of God. He was, just preaching God's words and receiving wages.
他曾有支过帐篷，他的支帐篷是非常短期的。
He also put up tents and so he was needing the tents and everything, but that was only for a short period of time.
保罗靠福音养生，但是他取或者不取，他是非常有原则的。
He received wages for his ministry, but he also chose very carefully when does he receive and when he doesn't.
他看到哥林教会这样的光景，宁可不取。
When he saw the situation at the Corinthian church, he would rather not to take wages from them.
但是他传道的工作却一点不轻松。
But he did not just choose a lighter burden for the ministry.
今天有时候有的人说传道的工作很轻松。
Today, there's people saying that the ministry is easy.
我很愿意和这样的弟兄或者姊妹交换一下位置。
I'd be willing to swap the positions with you.
曾经有一次参加一个会议，有神学生问我说，冯牧师，你牧会挺多年了，这个感受怎么样？
So there is a seminary student asked me once, Reverend Feng, you have preached for many years, how did it feel?
我说你想听真话还是想听冠冕堂皇的话？
Do you want to hear the truth or you want to hear the the words that being dressed up?
他说我当然要听真的。
I want to hear the truth.
我说真话我告诉你不是人干的。
I tell you the truth, it's not something really it's a burden for a typical person.
当然马上要解释不可能靠着人自己的能力血气能够做得成。
But I'll quickly add to it that it's not because we depend on ourselves.
没有神的呼召领导，你最好也不要去做。
If it's not from God's calling, you should not really join the ministry.
传道实在不是一个轻松的工作。
Being a minister is not an easy job.
如果真是轻松，为什么今天各处的教会都非常非常的缺传道人？
If it's such an easy thing to do, why is all the churches in the world is all lacking ministers?
你知道前一段我们教会聘牧，我们找这个助理传道。
You know, just a few months ago, we started kind of searching for our assistant pastor.
我们收到不多的几份。
We only received a few applications.
现在其中两个传道人短短的时间已经都找到了牧会的去其他教会。
And two of them already, just started ministry in other churches.
因为年轻的传道到我们这里是来做助理传道，被另外一个教会抢走去独立牧会。
Yeah, so young minister maybe here is kind of applying for assistant minister position, but you go to another church, they will lead the other church as a senior pastor.
但是一个传道人不管你在哪里教会服侍。
But this, the minister, no matter which church you serve,
不管岗位责任大责任小
no matter how big the responsibility or small the responsibility is,
服侍的工作多服侍的工作少
how much the work,
你都要注意一点。
You have to be paying attention to one thing.
最重要是向神负责。
You're serving the Lord.
有一位牧师，这是我认识一位牧师，比我年长很多。
This one pastor I know, who's much older than me.
多年以前，他在教会牧会坚持神的原则。
He was holding up Lord's principle in the church he served.
他多次坚持神的原则，有许多人不喜欢他。
But because he's holding up the Lord's principle, and there are many people that don't like him.
教会里面就很多的这些意见抱怨。
There are many strifes and complaints.
有人要结婚，不合圣经的婚礼。
Well, people may want to get married, but it's not really according to biblical principle.
请这个牧师给主持。
He asks his pastor to help to administer the marriage.
这个牧师，当然我相信他也是很客气的回答，他说我不能给你主持。
This pastor said, well, sorry, I couldn't do it.
那人家就不高兴，说那我又想用 教会的教堂，我请别人来帮我主持。
Well, then this couple said, well, you know, then we can maybe still use the place, you know, the gathering place of the church, and we just ask somebody else to chair the marriage.
牧师说对不起，教堂也不能给你用。
The pastor said, sorry, we couldn't let you use the physical place of the church either.
啊，一下就把人得罪了。
Has offended those people.
那这样事情发生了很多次。
But things like this happen many times.
就经历教会当中许多的毁谤攻击，许多的纷争。
Then he would just experience many strifes, attacks, and slanders.
因为在教会里面，很多人把神的仆人就当成一个雇工来对待。
Then many in the church would treat the pastors like it's a hired hand.
后来这位牧师离开这个教会。
This pastor finally left the church.
多年以后讲到当年在这个教会的经历，每一次想起来他都会心痛。
Still feel the pain every time he was preaching about his experience in his church many years later.
现在这个牧师已经退休了。
Now this pastor has retired.
第五，要显明属灵征战的真实。
The fifth point is showing spiritual battle is for real.
我们就不读经文了，但是我们要看到这里告诉我们那些人并不是真正的使徒，乃是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。
So for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，撒旦和他的差役，他的形象往往并不是我们想象当中的凶神恶煞、青面獠牙。
You know, the servant of Satan, it doesn't really just look, you know, like a monster.
圣经讲撒旦也装作光明的天使。
They would transfer themselves into an angel of light.
很多时候是一种光明的、积极的、正面的、有爱的、亲善的，好像很会讨好人的这样一种的形象。
Sometimes they would show up as if they're just full of love and they're just very kind, very humbling, and as if they're just angel of light.
但是不知不觉当中就把人掳去了。
But just gradually they would lead people away from Lord.
第六点，要操练神儿女的信心和忍耐。
The sixth point is about training God's children in faith and patience.
雅各书一章二到四节说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
James chapter 1 verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全。完备，毫无缺欠。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
好，最后一点。
Last point.
让神的教会更加的圣洁。
Sanctifying God's church.
犹大书十八到二十三节。
Jude chapter 18.
他们指着主和使徒曾对你们说过。末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们。有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们，有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的耶弗也当厌恶。
How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith,Praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others stay with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
最后我们一同来读犹大书二十四节二十五节。
Let's read together Jude 24-25.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今，直到永永远远。阿们。 Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to preserve you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。